their financial life should also be private.
They live in Victoria, né, on the Vancouver Island, and are taking no chances. So last month, they issued a legal warning to the media over pictures of the Duchess walking her dogs and Archie, their son.
But
the lawyers claim that the images were taken without Meghan's consent. I'm just thinking,
but what gives her the right to tell us that? Because I feel like it's my camera. Exactly. Yeah, I mean, why are you walking your dog?
It's for the privacy. Why is she there?
No. I remember when she came to UJ, and I'm not trying to be, you know, I don't want to have an attitude towards her, but like I feel like some of the rules that they have are really, really confusing. When she came to UJ, she also gave that, you know, rule that no pictures can be taken without her permission. Even if it's not with her, like a selfie, but from a distance, you cannot do that. I really could not understand it.
I mean, like, you can't move to the US. Canada's in US, né? United States,
is it?
In North America.
I'm not sure.
That's where, like, TMZ is. So you can't go there and expect privacy.
For media.
And that time you're a high profile person.
And that time she's an actress.
I mean,
like, how does it make sense? Anyway, it's 4 o'clock, guys. We need to get into news, sports, and traffic. If you want to get in touch with us, please note that our WhatsApp line is there on 081-7255-228. We are also on Facebook as @UJFM. And of course, you may stream us live on www.uj.ac.za.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
Your story is making headlines aside, Eskom to continue implementing load shedding till Thursday.
And in your sporting headlines this hour, Super Rugby Round 1 gold goes to Peter Steph Dudet. And finally, Russian Federation reject calls to expel it over doping offences. I'll have more on these stories at 4:30.
UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
I'm Dominic Machola. Good afternoon. Eskom has implemented stage 2 load shedding from 9 a.m. today, and it will continue until Thursday at 6 a.m. Eskom says rotational load shedding is necessary due to shortage of capacity and replenish emergency services during the week. The power utility also encouraged customers to keep using electricity sparingly. And Mango Airlines CEO Nico Bazenehout will finalize his testimony into whether or not former SAA chairperson Dudu Mieni should be declared a delinquent director. Bazenehout detailed how Mieni was directly involved in procurement process at the embattled SOE and was integral to the cancellation of the contract with Emirates that would have seen 1 billion rand injected into the airline. Last week Thursday, SAA announced it would